Dr. Cash's answer came from a response when we asked him a question back in August during his public interview prior to becoming school superintendent.
What would be realistic for Buffalo, given its market size, when it comes to securing more grant dollars for resources?
Excellent question. $1 billion. $1 billion. You work with board members, and you go over and you ask Mary Owen for some time to listen to my case. When I say Mary Owen, I assume you understand what I'm talking about.
Late last week, the widow of Ralph Wilson was here in Buffalo. WBFO News asked Mary Wilson what the possibility would be for the city school district to capture the foundation's attention.
Would there be anything that you could offer the city school district to help?
Well, first of all, this year is our legacy giving. And it's reflected on Ralph's consistent giving over the last, many years. And it gave us a year of breathing room so that next year we're accepting grants, and we'll be looking at a lot of grants and doing some great things with our mission statement.
When Cash was superintendent of the Memphis City Schools, he secured a $92 million Gates Foundation grant. Just last week, appearing at a forum in Buffalo, he said you can never have enough money for a school district. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.